All right, everybody, welcome to the sales pitch today. And today is a great day. So those of you who think the job market is going to dry up, don't worry about that. It's not going to dry up anytime soon. The job market's strong, even though we have high interest rates. And there is a sign of the economy slowing down. Will it take a toll? Well, we don't know that. We don't know what the trajectory is yet. But there are plenty of things not to worry about. At the moment, the competitive job market right now is good. But if you guys are like me, I'm looking for work as I'm moving to a new city. I just sold my house, and that's what I do for a living. I take houses, fix them up, flip them, make a little bit of extra money. But, you know, with the extra money, you know, sometimes you go the wrong direction, or sometimes you go over your budget, and that can cause problems. And that's exactly what happened to our economy. We went over our budget, okay? And now they're making interest rates go up on top of all that, making it really hard to get, you know, a really good rate loan. But where are we with the economy, guys? The U.S. job market is slowing a little bit, softening as interest does rise and as the rates is making it uncomfortable, and slowing economic growth has begun a little bit to take a small toll on hiring. But guys, like jobs like I like to do, now that I got my financials pretty much straightened out, and I know my direction, that's what you got to have. You got to have a direction of where you want to go. And that's the most important thing. Sometimes we get nervous. Maybe you got a part-time job. Maybe you want to do more full-time work. What I can tell you is the gig jobs are very open, like DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub. You got Instacart. You got Walmart's got one now called, I don't remember what Walmart's called. It's got a weird name, something like that, like called Snap or something. I'm not really sure. Well, there's also Shipt. And those jobs are out there. You know, you can use your car to drive people around. If you got a newer car. I'm not saying if you got a clunker, that's going to work. But you still can deliver people's food. So unemployment rate did dip a little bit, they said, in March to 3.5%. From 3.6%, and not as many jobs have been created. So that's the bad thing since last month. So job market shifted to a lower gear a little bit. But the leisure and hospitality is once again the top growing sector from March into now, which 72,000 jobs, new jobs were created, including 50,000 in bars and restaurants. So would you be willing to do that? Because here's the thing. This is where these delivery services come in. Like Uber Eats would be good. Grubhub, DoorDash. A lot of these companies, they deliver food. And they do a very good job executing it. You know, using anybody that would like to make some side money, deliver these groceries and food to people to their houses. They make an order, you go pick it up, you know what, and then you drive it to the location, make a little bit of money. So how much money can you make? Well, from a friend of mine that does it, he makes a good $400 or $500 a week on the side. Now minus your gas. But the bigger vehicle you have, he said, the better, because he gets sometimes orders from like a store, like a lawnmower or something like that. It's like, well, I can't put that in my car, but I could put it in a SUV if I had one. So there are premium payouts if you got a bigger vehicle. Now, is that something that you would like to do? So don't get too comfortable. You want to get into your uncomfortable zone, guys, when you want to do something new and try it out. There's nothing wrong with trying it out. I tried out DoorDash. Did a couple orders. Now, the app did crash in my area because I have really bad internet out here. I'm in the middle of nowhere. So that's my biggest problem. Now, when we see the labor market weaken like we are starting to see, because interest rates are going up again from 5.0 to 5.25 by this coming Wednesday or maybe even tomorrow, they're up in that again. Now, over the last 2 years, some softening of labor markets is necessary. That's what we're seeing. 3.5% it going down a little bit. The Federal Reserve has risen interest rates almost 17 times, guys, and it's now going to be 18 times if we do it again. And they are getting ready to do that by tomorrow. They're going to make a decision to go up or just keep it the way it is. As long as we got high inflation and pressure, hiring is expected to slow even further in the coming months as banks become more cautious about extending credit in a wake of two big bank failures last month, okay? So those banks were Silicon Valley Bank, I think, was one of them. We had Republic Bank or something like that. We even got another one they're looking at now. So these high interest rates are putting pressures on the bank. That's not good. Now, what does it say about a lot of this stuff going on? And related to what we see. So we're going to get into that just in a second here. What is the outlook from a standpoint in the job market right now? Okay, this is April. We're April 5th. Despite many major layoffs announcements, the job market is strong with low unemployment rate. Okay, that's what it just says. This is coming from Fidelity Investments, Economic Forums, the Bureau of Labor Statistics government. They're all saying the same thing. Even though unemployment rose by 236,000 in March, we're not sure what those numbers are going to be for March, April, May, like right now. So we're 2 months behind on actual figures. So they don't know what the figures are yet. But we're going to get those. Trust me, we're going to get them. What is going to be U.S. job market still hot but cooling down? So what they're saying is you got to position yourself, okay? Got those high interest rate credit cards. Like I have one. I paid it down I flip houses, so I had a lot of money on there. I put it down. I got it down to 7, and I'm actually getting ready to pay it off because I sold this house. So I took the initiative I saved up some money on the side from doing side work in an account, and then I took that money out, and I'm even furtherly paying it down to about another $4,000. So that money was in savings. So I just can't. It takes 7 to 15 business days to receive the money. So, yeah, that money is coming to me. Okay. So, any money that you guys have saved to pay down an emergency bill, that would be a good thing to do right now, because the pressure is on. But who is hiring right now? Well, I tell you who's hiring. You just go to ZipRecruiter. Go snag a jobs. There's always going to be something that you can do if you're looking for work. I'm looking for a part-time job, but I'm moving too. So I'm applying for jobs out to where I'm moving to, because I'm not going to be doing too much more internet stuff. I'm still going to be doing my podcast and that because it's a hobby. It doesn't make me any money right now, but it could. I'm hoping in the future that this will make me something. So follow my show. I do have a donation button down below if you want to help my show grow, and I can do something with it. I think I do a pretty good job talking to you all. What's expected for the job market coming in the next coming months, though? That we don't know. Unemployment report was actually out, okay? And here's what it said. It said, payrolls report and the jobless claims data from the week, giving a solid overview where the job market is actually right now. So we are getting those reports. They are coming in. So we were down projected to 238,000 new jobs. That's what they said. That's what the poll said anyway. So we don't have a flat picture of new job creations. It just had slowed. But that might pick up. Now we're coming into summer. You know that? There's a lot of summer work out there. There's a lot of part-time summer work out there. Now, I'm too old to be on a roof, you know, but there's people out there that need basic laborers to do, you know, for laborers for houses, basically for roofs. Some spring, coming into spring and summer is big for roofing companies, you know, to start replacing that old roof that you might have in a house that you bought. So they contract those jobs out. Those are good paying jobs, really good paying jobs, but they only last for the summer because they end in the fall. So now, but the overall job market is looking a little bit weaker than what the data is had actually figured out, because we don't have it completely pointed out yet. But the Fed's tightening policy, with the overall debt that we have accumulated and the debt ceiling, and trying to overcome that has been a huge hurdle right now for our country, and it's not looking good there. So, and we got inflation and high prices. It's just, you know, it's crazy time right now, guys. So save out of your money, pay down your debts that you can, and you know, come up with a plan of execution that you know you can handle. It's not a plan. A plan's only a plan until you have a direction to execute it. And I keep telling people that. Now, I get scared of myself sometimes. And I've explained that to people I follow on the internet, in forums, in groups and all that. That, how do you get through all this? It's like, well, I make a plan and stick to it. I may not always like it, but I do talk it out. You know, I have a financial planner as well. And that person absolutely said, well, I don't think you're going in the wrong direction here. So that's a good plan that should work. From this year's taxes, if you do it this way, then you should be okay with your new house. I'm doing the right thing financially, though, because of the way the job market is going. I am not financing this house. No way am I financing a house at 7% interest, guys. Ain't happening. So when I sold this house, I made extra money, and I'm planning on just paying cash for the house and then having a little bit of extra on the side, okay? And then my other money that I had saved coming to me, paying down that credit card debt, is going to work out great. And then just get a part-time job or a full-time job somewhere, okay? That's what you do in hard times. This is what we call hard times. You know, high interest rates, high inflation, high cost for food, high cost for gas, high cost for labor. So do yourself a favor. Are you in the market for buying a new house? Hey, cash out of your house you're in now. Find something you can pay cash for. You don't need a big house for your family. If you only got two or three kids, look, you can get a three-bedroom house. You know, if you got two boys can share a room for a little while. If you got a big basement, you know, you got plenty of room, even to add a room somewhere if you have to. So you're good, you know. So a lot of people are tripping out about stuff they don't trip out about. So, all right, guys, thank you for coming to Sales Pitch. Follow my show, and we're on the ball here. We're getting some really good news coming to me here. So, your performance on you is what matters right now. Worry about your pocketbook. If a friend comes to you and says, hey, I need to borrow some money because of this and this, say, look, dude, I got to save my money right now, because if I don't stick to a plan here, this guy on the internet's talking about called Sales Pitch, and I don't learn how to execute it, I'm going to be up the creek just like you are right now with no money, okay? You don't want to be there. Trust me, you don't want to be there. It really sucks. I was broke once, and it really sucked. It took me a long time at my age to get caught up with everything. because I didn't always make the best decisions. I'm not the best decision maker, but we learn from our mistakes, and you can learn from me because I've made a lot of them. I made one recently. I went over budget by $6,000 fixing the house I had to flip because I had a pipe break in the kitchen, and it soaked the old cabinets down, and it made them crumble and have a hole, so it couldn't support the old. I had to take them all out. Now, I had to do the work myself. I couldn't afford a contractor, so I did $8,000 worth of work. Did it myself for $2,800, and it was an emergency. Now I could have claimed it with my insurance company, but they would have taken too long. They had to come out, see the damage, take pictures, and then give me no more half the value than what for the job that needs to be done. Okay, you can't do something half-assed like that. But I have the knowledge and I have the experience to put in kitchen cabinets because that's what I've been doing most of my life. I've been a contractor. I do drywall. I know how to frame. I know how to do roofing. I know how to fix things too on a house, you know. And I know how to put a plug in. I know how to run electrical. That's the advantage of having experience doing something to save on the labor costs. But could I get a job doing that for someone else? Absolutely. Absolutely, I can get a job right now doing that. But I like doing my own thing. And if I'm going to do my own thing, hey, look, I'd rather get a regular job. I know it's not going to be subject to, hey, I got to be out in the cold all day. Because I don't like being out in the cold. I absolutely hate being out in the cold. All right, guys, have a great day. And don't forget to follow my show.